It's time for another legislative report, and with me is Lancaster County Representative Stephen Mentzer. Representative Mentzer, you were successful in being reelected for another term of office after a very challenging election season. Are you hopeful that we can come together as a state and a nation?
I am very hopeful that we'll come together as a state and a nation, and I'd like to thank the constituents of the 97th District for reelecting me and sending me back to Harrisburg. You know, it's a real honor to represent them. You know, during a campaign season, you hear a lot of rhetoric, and but democracy is all about choice by the people, and the people have made their choice, and now we need to rally around our leaders and help them tackle some of the big issues of today. And I think we're going in the right direction, and I'm hopeful over the next 4 years that we will continue to all work together to try to tackle some of the issues facing the nation and facing the state.
The legislative session officially ends November the 30th. What do you see as some of the highlights of this past session?
Well, I think the biggest thing was that we were able to stop the governor from passing one of the largest tax increases in Pennsylvania's history. So that took a lot, and we went through a lot as a state, but we have been able to contain tax increases. The other thing we did was we passed a bill that would reduce the size of the House of Representatives from 203 to 153. Now, that bill has to be passed in two consecutive sessions and then will be placed on the ballot for the people to vote on. I'm extremely hopeful that that will be passed this next session so that we can finally move to make government more efficient, and this is a good start.
I wanted to ask you, too, about the public pension reform legislation. Hopeful that maybe that'll be addressed next session?
I believe it's going to have to be addressed the next session. I think, as everyone is aware, we did place a pension bill on the governor's desk that would have put new employees and elected officials into a defined contribution plan, and he vetoed that. So we're going to have to continue to put pressure on both the houses and the executive branch to address this pension problem, because it's getting completely out of hand.
This is the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, as you well know, and I want to ask you, for what do you have to give thanks this year?
Well, first of all, I'm thankful that I have a healthy family and that my family is all going to be together on Thanksgiving. I have a son and a daughter, and they're going to travel home to our house, and we're going to do what everybody else probably does. We're going to eat a lot of food, and then we're going to settle in and maybe watch some football or take a walk. So, you know, I think even despite the challenges of the state and the nation, we certainly have a lot to be thankful for, and this is the time to really remember that.
Well, Representative Mentzer, we hope that you have a blessed Thanksgiving holiday season, and we'll look forward to talking to you next month on another legislative report.
Thanks, Greg, and you too have a wonderful Thanksgiving.